And then I got back about 4:30 time, waiting for Jodie to come back, and she never made it home. And then I knock at the door, Kitty and her dad, and they said, Jodie fell off a bike. And I just remember thinking to myself, she'll just have banged her arm or something, knowing Jodie, and she's just being dramatic or something. And then I go up to the top of the street, turn the corner, and there's police everywhere, cars everywhere, people, crowds, and it's all taped off. And then, obviously, I knew then that something had happened. And then I went running down there, and further up, there's Jodie laid in the road. And I went up to go and see her and that, and the ambulance people come and that, and she went in the back of the ambulance. And I remember saying, she's going to be all right, isn't she? And he says, we're doing the best we can for her. We need to get to hospital. And I said, yeah, but she's going to be all right, isn't she? Still thinking she'd been knocked unconscious. Then next thing I know, it was quite a blur. It all went in such a haze, and I just remember them saying they were trying to get an ambulance landed, and they couldn't. So then they took her off to Grimsby Hospital. So I'd come home to get changed and pick the car up. I went up there, and then they said the air ambulance is coming, and they're going to rush her off to Leeds. And I got escorted in the police car straight over, because they could like take me at high speed to get there with her. And then got to Leeds, and they said that when I'd already got there, she already had stopped breathing already, but they had resuscitated her and got her back, and they said they were doing scans. She'd had the medication to try and like bring her back around, said they'd give her another one if she don't respond to that. Then nothing they can do.
There's not a day goes by, I can imagine, you don't think of Jodie.
She was a little one on sports day this afternoon. I got a bit upset when it had finished, and Keira said, Mum, what are you crying at? And I said, Jodie's never going to have anything like this again, is she? She's missed out on so much stuff, a full life ahead of her. The children had lost her dad a couple of years ago. That was bad enough, but to lose a child, nothing compares to that. It doesn't even come close to losing the dad like they did. And that to lose Jodie, it's just unbelievable, unbearable.
You are calling for a change in the law as well, Nicola. Just tell us, you know, what you'd like to see.
Not to be able to drink and drive at all. Not even a fraction. Because then if people are going to, then it's not going to happen. More speed bumps everywhere. So no other parent has to go through this, and no other family.